Hey everyone, welcome into a new season of the Bengals Beat podcast presented by Free Store Food Bank. This month, we will be bringing you a podcast a week with all of your coverage of what's going on at training camp in the preseason. And of course, during the season, we will get to all of our game recaps, previews, all of that good stuff. But we're going to start with training camp so far today. And I thought it would be good to break down the first week of training camp in a more simplified way. And there's so many storylines to talk about. I really just wanted to focus on the five things that have really caught my eye so far in camp. I should note that there's only been one day of padded practice when I'm recording this episode. So of course that matters. So what you're seeing on the field, it's tempered down without pads, but I was able to see one padded practice and there was a lot of takeaways. Plus the couple of practices before then, you're still able to come away with some takeaways there. So I wanted to run through my list with you. And I'm going to start with number one for me is that I left practice on Monday and I left the locker room after practice, talked to a couple of different players, wrote a story about the Bengals defense, the secondary being, you know, young and what they're going to try and hang their hats on is their youthful energy. And I thought to myself, now that the Shamar Stewart stuff is taken care of and, you know, we got our interview with him out of the way after he signed his contract, we got through the first practice where we're filming everything, we're trying to watch him. And during practice, the second practice he was in, he had two pass breakups and you just see his like enormous size and length and all of the things that make the Bengals so excited about what he could be. He's here now and it almost just feels normal for once in training camp for the Bengals. And it has not felt like that in the last couple of years. There's no hat watching. We're not charting every single day if Jamar Chase is practicing or not, if he's there, if he's in a backwards hat. We're not seeing, if T. Higgins is only taking a couple of snaps because he's trying to dial it back because he doesn't want to get hurt because, you know, his situation with the Bengals. The last couple of years have just been full of training camp drama. And a lot of it pertains to contracts and it happens everywhere. But in Cincinnati, it has really felt like it has just been year after year. And it's been taxing to try and take it all in, but then still be able to focus on, you know, the other players on the team, the other storylines that, you know, you want to talk about. And that just really stood out to me Monday because it just felt normal. There was practice went seamless. Obviously, they had to move inside because of the thunderstorms and we talked about that. But it just feels like everybody is on the same page and clicking at this point in the season. And I think that Bengals fans should be excited about that because we've talked so much about the need for faster starts in the month of September. And a big step in the right direction to making that happen is to have the good vibes that the Bengals do at training camp. Yes, Trey Hendrickson not being there is noteworthy, but I will say that it's not as noteworthy as some of the other training camp storylines that have happened in the last couple of years pertaining to star players and contract drama. Joe Burrow is also healthy and he's not coming back from an injury where they have to make sure that they're monitoring his reps so they don't overdo it with him. Everything just feels right in Cincinnati. Fingers crossed, injuries happen to star players, of course, but it was just something that I wanted to talk about because it's noteworthy. Things are going well at training camp so far, and I feel like the vibes are really good. And so I wanted to start with that because it's been a couple years since I've been able to say, wow, training camp feels normal. So that is where I'm going to start my list with, and just the fact that the Bengals training camp, the vibes are good. Good vibes, people. All right, so the second thing that's really caught my eye, and of course, not having a lot of padded practices, it's a little bit hard to tell, but there has been one player that I just haven't been able to take my eyes off of on the practice field, and that is Chase Brown. We've seen what he can do. Last year was really the year that he came onto the scene. He was healthy. He showed kind of the explosive weapon he can be for the Bengals offense. But this year, it just seems like it is all clicking for him better than it ever has. And I think that Chase Brown is about to explode, not just for the Bengals, but in the NFL. I think he has the chance to be an absolute stud in the NFL. And we haven't seen much from how they plan to use him in the passing game, but from what we've been able to see with the run game, of course, with the new offensive line coach, Scott Peters, he's probably going to infuse some new run scheme in there with new wrinkles for Chase. He looks so explosive, and he's just a player that when he has the ball in his hands, you can't help but just watch, because he can just, you know, make a play out of nothing, and he's in and out of his cuts. You know, the Bengals are creating good holes for him. He's just a player that I think at this time last year, you thought he could be good, but you just didn't really know. This year, I'm buying all the Chase Brown stock because he looks really good. And every time you see him in the locker room, he's headed into the training room, and you can tell he's really put an emphasis on body maintenance and his health. And so for Chase Brown, that is going to be the thing. He's got all of the physical tool sets in the world to be a very good player. And now Dan Pitcher and Zach Taylor, they know how to use him in the offense. I think he is going to be a great player in this Bengals offense. And I actually talked about it with Orlando Brown Jr. and Ted Karras yesterday. And I said, man, you know, he looks really good. And I know it's practice guys, but they said, you know, you don't even like know how good he really can be. And he's been a great locker room guy. You know, his teammates really like him. And you can tell his craft is really important to him. So I think that if there's a player that you were to ask me who's really caught your attention during camp, I would say running back Chase Brown. I would buy all the stock in him. And I'm looking forward to seeing how he does this season. Not so much in preseason, because you kind of know what you're going to get from him in the run game, but his season overall, I think, could be a monster year for him and a true breakout season. All right, rolling on to number three. That is a little bit more so questions I have than statement. I have serious questions right now about the Bengals cornerback room. And yes, Cam Taylor-Britt and DJ Turner and Dax Hill and Josh Newton, they are going up against T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. And that is no easy feat. But it has been a little bit of a rough camp for DJ Turner. He is a player that has a ton of questions around his name. He struggled to stay consistent, and he has not been able to be healthy enough to get through a full season. And so he was drafted in the second round. And when a team takes you in the second round, you are expected to be a starter and a significant contributor on the team. Cam Taylor-Britt, you see, what you see is what you get with him. He's physical. He's had a good camp. You know, he's won matchups against Ja'Marr Chase and the Bengals receivers. He's also lost some, but he looks like he's picking up right where he's left off at the start of last season. He had a rough year last year, but I think that with Al Golden and their plan for Cam, I think that he's going to enter the season almost forgetting about what happened towards the back half of last season. And that included him getting benched, all those things. I'm a little bit worried about opposite of Cam Taylor-Britt, because Dax Hill is projected to be the outside starter next to Cam Taylor-Britt. And he looks like he's coming along well in his rehab back from a torn ACL. But as we've seen specifically at the corner position, sometimes it takes a little bit longer than people expect to get your full legs under you and be back to full speed. So right now they have not said when Dax is going to be fully cleared to go full go in practice. They're sprinkling him in series, which is good. There hasn't been any setbacks, but you can't count on him right now to be fully ready for week one. They're going to see how it goes over the next week. And he very well might be able to be full go by week one. But if DJ Turner is the starter opposite of Cam Taylor-Britt, I haven't quite seen enough from him in camp to feel really solid about that being the answer for the Bengals. And I'm looking forward to seeing how he plays in the preseason and how he does over these next couple of weeks. I also understand his matchup against Ja'Marr Chase is a really challenging matchup. But I had a chance to talk to Bengals cornerbacks coach Chuck Burks yesterday, and he said consistency is the biggest thing that they need to see from DJ Turner. And he had a rough day at practice a couple of days ago. And what they're looking to see from him is just a better return after a rough play or a lost matchup. They want to see him rebound and be able to dominate the next play. And to his credit, there have been plays where Ja'Marr Chase or another Bengals receiver beats him, and then the next play he wins. But it's just been a little bit too shaky for my liking right now, opposite of Cam Taylor-Britt. There's still time for DJ Turner to kind of settle in. It's first week of camp. People are still kind of working their way back into shape. But I have some questions about CB2 right now with DJ Turner. If and when Dax Hill comes back and he is the player you saw him before he tore his ACL, they should have pretty good corner room. But that CB2 role right now for me is a little bit of a question mark. Let's go to a positive. Amarius Mims. I don't think we talk about how good Amarius Mims is. He flew so under the radar last year, starting at right tackle for the Bengals. And obviously, expectations were incredibly high for him coming into the NFL just because of the player he was at Georgia and the physical makeup. But this year, it just looks like it all is just gelling for him. Last year, he was dealing with a training camp injury, and I had a really great conversation with him. I encourage listeners and people watching this video to go check it out on Cincinnati.com. Amarius talked about the impact training camp had on him and being able to win a starting job. And he said he spent so much time with Orlando Brown Jr. and Alex Kappa learning the playbook and asking questions, because he said, not knowing where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing in the NFL as an offensive lineman is almost as bad as giving up a sack. And that quote really resonated with me, because it just shows how seriously he took his job in trying to learn and be the best player that he can be. And you've really honed in on some of these matchups against Shamar Stewart, of course. And then, you know, you're watching Miles Murphy and Osai versus him. He just looks like he is ready to become the Bengals' anchor at right tackle and, you know, like a perennial Pro Bowler here. He's made of the right stuff. All he cares about is football. And I think that he is going to be a really dominant player in Cincinnati for a long time. And he looks like he's having a great training camp so far. So I wanted to make sure I pointed that one out. And fifth for me is Evan McPherson. So we haven't really talked much this offseason about players who need to rebound that aren't on the defensive side of the ball, because that's really where most of the Bengals' injuries issues were last year. Evan McPherson in special teams is certainly a topic heading into the season, because Evan McPherson used to be someone that was a weapon for the Bengals on offense. They knew if they could just get it to a certain spot on the field, they felt pretty good about being able to at least walk away with 3 points. He had a down year last year, and we had a chance to talk with Evan last week, and the conversation was really interesting. Again, I have a story up on it on Cincinnati.com about Evan basically being really forthcoming and saying, I am going back to the way I used to be when I learned how to kick. He said he tried to make some tweaks to his mechanics and the way he was kicking the ball after his first season in the NFL, and it ended up just sending him backwards. So this past offseason, he really honed in on getting back to the basics with what makes him the most comfortable when he's kicking. Also, he said he has learned that he needs to take his warm-up and his post-practice routine more seriously. He said, I thought I was warming up long enough if it was 10 minutes, but he said, I really learned I need to warm up longer and I need to do all of the stretching and all of the things post-practice, because he said, I am not the young kicker that I once was when I came into the league. And so that requires a different routine for him to be able to keep up with the style of kicking that he has, and he wants to get back to being the player he was, and the Bengals need him to. They signed him to a 3-year extension, hoping for no questions at kicker for a long time. And so he needs to have a bounce back season. And so far he's had a good camp. Obviously, you can't really emulate the type of pressure kicking that he'll see during the season, but they're trying to do everything they can, making it a competitive offense versus defense scenario with things on the line. So that'll get ramped up more as practice goes on. Of course, he'll kick during the preseason games, which will be good for that whole operation. But it was really interesting to hear Evan just kind of do a self-reflection on what's gone wrong and then say, I'm going to go back to what made me the kicker I was in high school and in college and in the first year of the NFL and really get back to that and hope that that can bring him back to the success level that he was having before last season. So that's it for just some thoughts on what's really caught my eye or questions I have or just things that I wanted to talk about after seeing practice for the first week. From an injury standpoint, the really only big one that's happened so far is Lucas Patrick. He had a sleeve on his right calf, went down at practice a couple of days ago, and Zach Taylor said he's going to be out for a couple of days. So right now, Cody Ford is getting all of the reps at right guard right now. So that is where the Bengals stand from an injury standpoint. And right now they are in a flow of 2 days on, 1 day off until they head to Philadelphia next week. And we will be back to recap heading into the preseason game. What happens in the preseason game? You're going to see Joe Burrow play more than ever in the preseason. So we will have plenty to talk about on the Bengals Beat podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week.